Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit has his death foretold. The Holy Hermit dropped his gaze down to his half-opened hand to look for the death sign that the old lady had seen in it. Yes, it was true that he was old and his palms bore the traces of calluses and of much abuse and stress.
"Here, let me show you,"
began the old lady, taking his hand in hers.
"This thick part of your hand is called the Mound of Venus, and the slashes across it indicate the previous lives that you have lived. Its thickness also tells to what degree you are given either to the physical world or to the spiritual world."
Giovanni felt a little uncomfortable letting his palm be read by the old lady. Everything in his own past had told him to dismiss such things as less than genuine. Still, he couldn't pull his hand away. There was something compelling about the ritual that made him stand still. He continued to listen.
"Your long, bony fingers tell me that you have an artistic temperament. The broken star here,"
the old lady said, pausing to show him the lines at the center of the palm,
"indicate that you are a public figure. Your life does not belong to you, but rather to the world. If the shape were the complete Star of David, it would mean that you have the gift of prophecy, and this,
she paused, giving her description a hint of a dramatic flair,
"this M that starts near the base of your thumb and ends near the base of your little finger stands for muerte, or death."
"Don't all humans have this same brand in common?" Giovanni questioned the old lady as he pulled his hand away and brushed it repeatedly against the coarse fabric of his habit.
"Most do, to a greater or lesser degree, but yours is extremely pronounced. I don't want to alarm you, my friend, but you are not long for this world."
Giovanni gave her a little sad smile. He had already foreseen his own impending death, and he had resigned himself to it. He didn't mind dying, since it was the lot of all of the children of Adam. But it was the how that had always left him in a state of anxiety.
There is one more thing that I can tell you,"
continued the old lady.
"In the end, you will die in violence. Your very bones will be pinned to the ground."
Giovanni shuddered as if he were freezing, although it was quite warm. "Your very bones will be pinned to the ground," he repeated to himself as he echoed the words of the old lady.
"Now,"
the old lady said to him, matter-of-factly,
"you need to continue walking about 6 miles more to the south. There you will find 3 crosses by the trail. When you come to them, turn left and walk toward the mountains. At the base of the cliff, you will find a cave slung low into the ground. It resembles a half-dug grave. This is to be your home."
Tell me some more about the 3 crosses that I will find first," pleaded the hermit with the old lady. He was trying to make some sense of the final journey that he must complete.
"The 3 crosses,
sighed the old lady, as if the telling of the tale took much effort on her behalf.
"The 3 crosses mark the spot where 3 Spaniards were killed many years ago. Some say that they had been massacred by the Apache. Others say that the crude crosses have marked the graves of 3 holy men since time immemorial. In any case, they indicate the start of a community that used to be called Estero Largo, and it is now called Las Cruces. Las Cruces dates back a few years to 1848, when Don Pedro Melendres was asked to stake out some land to the south in order to try to alleviate the congestion in Doña Ana. You see, many Americanos had started moving in here after the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was signed, and it was getting just too crowded."
"What is the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo?" asked Giovanni curiously.
"It was an international treaty that was hammered out between the United States of America and the nation now called Mexico after the War of 1846. By its terms, 55% of what used to be Mexico was taken over as a territory of the United States. This is why the New Mexico territory belongs to the Americans now. This is also why many Americanos are coming here frequently and freely. They see this place as part of what they call Manifest Destiny."
I need to know more about this Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, said the hermit pensively.
In that case, you will need to visit a village just west of Las Cruces. It is called La Mesilla.
You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.